We had two missionaries here. We had the Mishnah on the beginning of Parak, which says, "Ma'is sheni hekdesh liniftu." That there's a chi of malchus on ma'is sheni, which has not been redeemed. And the Gemara assumes now that you're eating it outside Yerushalayim. That's the problem. If it's been redeemed, then it's not ma'is sheni anymore, and you're not getting malchus. Whereas if it hasn't been redeemed, and you're eating outside Yerushalayim, we get malchus. We'll ask the Gemara, we already have, it's a double mission, because the first mission, the parak says, Shalayim have to eat outside Yerushalayim. And the second, the mission we just had said, Ma'is Hasheni, that you eat outside the Choyma, which is outside Yerushalayim. Two mishnayos, why do you need to tell us about this lav of not eating Ma'is Hasheni outside Yerushalayim? To which the Gemara answers, there's two, the first mission is not talking about that you eat it outside Yerushalayim. Rather, it's saying it's Tommy or you're Tommy and you're eating it. And whether you or the Ma'is Hasheni are Tommy, there's a lav not to eat it, even if you're eating it inside Yerushalayim. So let's start from that point. It starts, how many lines down? There's eight lines down, last part of the line. We test the base, Umanali. How do you know that it's a lab to eat Ma'is Hasheni when it's Tommy? The Tanya Rabbi Shimon over there, because the Braiser says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, lo bi arati mani with Tommy. It says in the Pasuk, this is in reference to when he brings the Kurim, he does something called a vidui. He does a confession that he's kept all the mitzvahs relating to produce. So what, one of the things he says is, I did not eat from it when it was Tommy. Maybe I remember with Tommy. I did not eat from it when it was Tommy. And this refers to also Ma'is Hasheni, as Rashi brings from the Pasuk we explain elsewhere, is referring to Ma'is Hasheni. And the Pasuk says, Maybe I remember with Tommy. That implies, and one understands that possibly is referring to whether or not that Tommy is an ambiguous term. What's Tommy? The produce or you? So the Gemara understands it's talking about both. Bain Shahu Shani Tommy, whether I am Tommy, the person is Tommy. The Tar and the Ma'is Hasheni is Tar. Bain Shani Tar, even if I'm Tar, but the Ma'is Hasheni is Tommy, it's also, we see from the passage that there's a Issa to eat it. So that's where we see the Torah references. That, by the way, you should know there's an Issa to eat it when you are Tommy or whether Ma'is Hasheni is Tommy. So that explains the first mission. The first mission says, Ma'is Hasheni, the Hekdash Lo Niftu, is referring to whether Ma'is Hasheni is Tommy or you are Tommy and you eat it even in Yerushalayim. Now ask the Gemara, V'hechem Musa al Achila. Says the Gemara, it's an interesting question, meaning, yes, you're right, the Pasuk implies, Lo Be'aretz Meni B'Tommy, it implies that there's a wrong thing and to eat it. But who said that's a lav? Maybe the he's making a confession. I never ate it with tumah. It doesn't necessarily indicate it's a lav. It might indicate there's something wrong. Yeah, it might be the issa asay, or it might be a lechatchila to eat a betara. But it doesn't imply a lav to eat a betara. So the Gemara is asking, you're right, you see an implication that it's wrong. But where do we see explicit lav in the Torah? Again, so Behechem Musa Achila, where is the alav on this Achila? Ask the Gemara, any idea? It's the Gemara, any idea? I don't know where it is. Ask the Gemara. Now, just to give context, this backwards and forwards in the Gemara, this is all part of a Braisa. The Tanya B'Shimon Omer, Rabbi Atri, B'Tomei, B'Chani Tomei, B'Tomei, B'Chani Tomei, B'Tomei. Now, the Braisa is asking, where do I have explicit lab on eating it or not eating it. So the Braisa says in your idea as a means to follow on the conversation. I don't know, and we're going to bring something. But now the Gemara interjects and says, "What do you mean in your idea?" The Gemara is an interjection of the Gemara, as opposed to being part of the Braisa. The Gemara interjects and says, "Tumas aguf behedrikasif. Why do we need to? What do you mean in your idea? There's an explicit lab in the Torah where." The ksiv nefesh li siga ashetiga boy the tmeya the erev. The passage talks about tumah and says anyone who is tummy, he touches tumah, he's tummy till the evening, and he shouldn't eat any kachim. And kachim include that passage includes ma'isa sheni. I think Rashi brings that. That passage includes ma'isa sheni. Yeah, the pasuk, the Gemara Yevamos, Rashi brings the Gemara Yevamos, which says that pasuk is talking about Ma'aseh Sheni. So, ask the Gemara in this braisa, what do you mean, Ein Yodea? It's a mefurusha pasuk that Ma'aseh Sheni cannot be eaten the tumah. Now, says the Gemara, no, that's not shat in the braisa. And a tumas atzma minayim. The braisa means to say, yes, we know if the Ma'aseh Sheni itself is tameh, there's an explicit law. But how do you know if you are tameh, there's a law for you to eat the Ma'aseh Sheni, which is Torah? Again, so what's the backwards and forwards in the Gemara? The price of brought, there's a lav to eat Ma'aseh Sheni, whether you are Tomei or the Ma'aseh Sheni is Tomei. Now, we brought out the implication from the fact that he makes a confession, maybe as he made Tomei, I did not eat the tumor. From that confession that he makes, meaning to say that I did all the right things, implies that it's wrong to eat the tumor. Now, ask the Gemara, you're right, that implies that there's an indication for something wrong, but how do you see it explicit now? And the Bryce is about to bring something before the Gemara interjects and says, what do you mean? It's a Mefurash Pasuk. The Gemara answers, no, you're right, it's a Mefurash Pasuk for only, that's only for when the Ma'aseh Sheni, that's only when you are Tommy. But it doesn't say a lav when the Ma'aseh Sheni is Tommy. We only have a Mefurash Pasuk when you are Tommy. The question is where we see a lav when the Ma'aseh Sheni is Tommy. And that where the Bryce is going to continue to say after our little instruction, the Bryce is going to continue and say where the source is. So, tumas atma minayin. How do you know the tumah of the actual thing, which is a Ma'aseh Sheni? How do we see explicit lav for that? Says the Braisa, the Chesed, lo yisuchal lechel b'shorecho. The Pasuk says, so everyone, just hold on to that. Till now, is this backwards? It's a lot of backwards and forwards here between the Braisa and the Gemara, but is that, have you followed that, or should I go over that piece again?
Do you mind if you go over it again?
Yeah, of course. So again, so what we're saying is, We explain the two Mishnayos. We started off by explaining two Mishnayos. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek and the Mishnah we just mentioned in Yud-Zayin and Adar. We explained that the two Mishnayos resemble two different lavim of Ma'aseh Sheni. Which are they? The first Mishnah is talking about the lav not to eat Ma'aseh Sheni but tumah. Now there's two types of tumah there could be. There's tumah when you're Tommy and there's tumah when the Ma'aseh Sheni is Tommy. Both are awesome. Now the Gemara says, where is that? Where do we see that? Where do we see that that's Issa? Now it says the Gemara.
So the tumor where you're the situation where you're tummy, that can be resolved if it's tumas mace, then whatever, you can be matar yourself. But a situation where the food is tummy, then the food is no longer edible. It's presumably there's no tara, right? For food.
Right, that's very good practical point. That's true. That's very true. And we're going to see later on the Gemara, what the only thing you can do is actually to redeem the Ma'aseh Sheni and then use the money to buy some new produce and you can kind of mix it with that. So that's a very important practical point. We touched on this before, didn't we?
The idea of being poder, the Ma'aseh Sheni because of tumas.
Do we see it before? I don't think we saw. What do you mean? Where do we see this before?
Maybe sounds so. Familiar to, I don't know, sounds familiar to the last couple of days. Sorry for the noise.
I have to jog my memory because I don't remember. But could be all right. That is a very important practical point where you're pointing out that, yes, when the person's being tummy, of course, you can rectify that by going to the mikvah or having the ashes of the parah, etc., or the tara procedure. But when the food itself is tummy, there isn't really anything you can do except be poider. We'll see later on tomorrow. But again, so there's two types of tumor that could be where there'll be a lav. There's your tummy or the Ma'aseh Sheni itself is tummy. Now, we know that there's a where do we see implication in the Torah that is something wrong with doing that? Well, we see it from the where the psukim of Bikurim. Yeah, we had the psukim mentioned this point two daf ago, that by Bikurim, what you do is you say Arami Ovid Ovi, and you say the whole parasha. Now, included in that parasha is what's called Vidu Maestris. It's a sort of, I would call it a confession. It's not really a confession like you'd understand a normal confession. Rather, it's, I've done everything right. That's the type of confession it is. And I think there's lots of different material why it's called a confession, but it's known as Vidu Maestris, which is a confession, I guess. So what he's saying in his confession, he's saying, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ate the Shumas and Maestris, I separated them like you wanted me to, I separated the Maestris Sheni, I ate it correctly, I did not eat it the Tumah. Ah, 1 second, it says in the confession, you didn't eat it the Tumah. That implies there is something wrong in eating the Tumah. So we have some sort of source that there is something wrong eating Maestris Sheni the Tumah. But ask the Gemara, fine, we see something wrong. But when there's something wrong in the Torah, there's different levels of wrong. We don't see that the Torah is saying there's a lab. What we see is the Torah is saying there's something wrong. That could mean it's asay. That could mean it's just a better thing to eat it, patara. But it doesn't mean it's wrong per se. So the Gemara is now saying, you're right, you see a better thing to eat it, patara. But how do you see mefurush that is a lab and therefore you get malchus? Because here we're talking about malchus. Malchus needs a lab. So the Bryce is about to go on to bring a source. Before the Bryce can get, before the people in the Beis Medrash of in Pompadisa, wherever the Gemara is written, managed to speak out of the Bryce, someone interjected in the Shia and said, 1 second, why is the Bryce struggling to find a source? We have a Mefurash source from the Pasuk, Nefesh Ashetiga boy with Tommy Atoeret, and he can't even conscience. And that posse we see in Yevamos is talking about Maisa Sheni. So we have a Mefurashah source. Says the Gemara, yeah, but that source is talking about when you are Tomei. The Braisa is asking a question. You're right. When you are Tomei, it's Mefurashah Torah. What about when the Maisa Sheni itself is Tomei? How do we know then it's also to eat it? And that's what the Braisa is going to bring a source to. Are we happy with that? Again, it's a lot of backwards and forwards. So let's just make sure we're okay with that part of the Gemara till now. I'll repeat it. Okay, fine. So now we're bringing a source, we're back to Bryce, and we're saying, how do we know it's also to eat Maisa Sheni, which becomes Tommy? Says the Gemara, or says the Bryce, quoting the Gemara. And a tumas atzmi minayin, the pasuk says, loisuchal lechol b'sharecha. This is a pasuk by Maisa Sheni. It's a pasuk we've always been quoting the past two daf. It's a pasuk we quoted on daf yitzayin. It refers to much more than Maisa Sheni, but at least it's also talking about Maisa Sheni. It says you cannot eat b'sharecha in your gateways, meaning outside Yerushalayim, Maisa de goncha, etc. And one of the things it mentions is, well, Maisa Goncha already is Maisa Sheni. Where do we see from there anything about it being Tommy? So continues the Gemara. Ula Alon Huayme, somewhere else it says, Bishorecho Tichalenu Hatomei Ba'ator. This is a pasuk by Bechoir. The din of Bechoir is that even if it becomes Tommy, you can still eat it. And this is the Bryce, the Gemara is about to say, the Tanya de Beirishmo, Afilu Tomei Vator, Oichlin Bekor Achas. By Bechoir, even if it becomes Tomei, you can still eat it, you'll still eat the meat. There's a special thing by Bechoir. And the implication of the passage is that a Tomei and a Tor can eat on one plate. Now, if a Tomei and a Tor are eating on one plate, then there's obviously going to be transfers of Tumah going on. So we see that even the we see it's not a problem to eat it, and we see that even if the Bechor itself is Tommy, the animal, the first animal, it's okay to eat. V'ein choshen, we're not worried about it. So therefore, what's the connection between Bechor and Maizeh Sheni? Well, both Pesukim use the words Sha'arecha. So we have a Gezira Shava. And what the Pasuk tells us is as follows. It says in the first Pasuk by Maizeh Sheni, Leisucha Lecha B'Sha'arecha. Now, what does Sha'arecha refer to? Literal translation means your gateways. But we're going to use the Gezira Shava to understand the context of the Pasuk, like the context of the Pasuk by Bechor. What does it mean by Bechor? By Bechor, we know the halacha is that you can eat it with Tara. So it says Sha'arecha in the Pasuk of Bechor. We're going to take over the din Bechor. That is the meaning Sha'arecha, encapsulate that din, that you can eat it. You're allowed to eat Bechor B'Sha'arecha. You're allowed to eat it B'Tuma. Even though that has no connection to the word Sha'arecha, it doesn't mean Tuma. But we know the din of Bechor is to eat it B'Tuma. So therefore, we take over to the Gezeirah Shavah and we say, where it says by Maisa, Lo Yisucha Lecha B'Sha'arecha, what it means to say is, what it says by Bechor is Mutter, by Maisa Sheni is also. So by Bechor, it's Mutter to eat B'Tuma. By Maisa Sheni, Lo Yisucha Lecha B'Sha'arecha, you're not allowed to eat it the same way as Bechor, which mentions the word Sha'arecha. It's a bit convoluted that. Let's just see in the Gemara and we'll say that again outside. So again, so the Torah tells us, Ha'ech Tumah, the Shari Loch Kabib Tahar, Hasam, that Tumah, where we allowed the Torah person to eat by Bechor, Hachalo Yisrael, here you're not allowed to eat it. Again, the Gezer Shabbat is as follows. It says in the Pasuk by Maisa Sheini, Leisuchal Lecho B'Sharecho. What does Sha'arecha refer to? It refers to a certain din. The literal translation is you can't eat outside Yerushalayim. But you're going to use a Gezeirah Shavah to make a new meaning, a new context to the Pasuk. And that is a certain din which is encapsulated in the word Sha'arecha. Now, through the Gezeirah Shavah, we learn out from Bechor. Bechor also mentions Sha'arecha. And the special din by Bechor is you're allowed to eat it B'Tumah, meaning even if the Bechor itself is Tomei, you can still eat it. So we're going to say that din is what the Sha'arecha refers to. So where it says by Bechor Sha'arecha, it means you're allowed to eat the Betuma. Where it says Loisuch Alecho by Maisa, it says Loisuch Alecho B'Sha'arecha, that means to say the Sha'arecha mentioned there, that it's allowed to be eaten, here it's not allowed to be eaten. It's a bit convoluted, but what we're saying that Sha'arecha encapsulates a certain din called eating B'Tuma. And we translate that through the Gezeirah Shavah, and we say, well, by Maisa Sheni, it says, Loisuch Alecho B'Sha'arecha. And we know Sha'arecha means B'Tara, B'Tuma. So therefore, what it means by Maisa Sheni, Loisuch Alecho B'Sha'arecha, it refers to a lav not to eat a B'Tuma. I mean, and again, it's very hard to accept limit here in the Gemara, but are we happy with it?
So we're saying that B'Sha'arecha is essentially a heter to be able to eat it, but tummy, whether it is or isn't tummy.
Well, meaning B'Sha'arecha tells you can eat it whether or not it's Tommy or whether or not it's not Tommy. By Bechor.
With Bechor. And we line across here to Losucha Lecha B'Sha'arecha.
So here it means don't have the heter Sha'arecha. You're not allowed to eat it B'Sha'arecha. You're not allowed to eat it in the heter Sha'arecha, which is says by Bechor. Here there's no heter.
Right. And then, which one wins out of the...
Well, Sha'arecha, let's imagine that Sha'arecha means, although there's no translation to this, you look at the Jastro, you'll never find this translation. That's not the point, because it's not a translation, it's a Gezeirah Shavah. So Sha'arecha means you're allowed to eat it B'Tara. So when it says, Loisuch Alecho B'Sha'arecha, it means you're not allowed to have the heter to eat it B'Sha'arecha. You're not allowed to have the heter to eat it B'Tara, B'Tuma, sorry. You're not allowed to have the heter to eat it B'Tuma. It's not a double negative, it's just you're not allowed to have the heter, which means it's also to eat it B'Tuma. So again, just for purposes of this Gemara, what Sha'arecha means is You're allowed to eat the betara. Loisu chalecha b'sharecha means you're not allowed to eat. Sorry, you're allowed to eat the betuma, and loisu chalecha b'sharecha means you're not allowed to eat the betuma. And therefore, there's a lab not to eat the betuma. And the reason we can take sharecha to mean eating a betuma is because we have the gzira shava. I'll be honest, listen, I can understand if you're not very happy with this. It's a hard concept. Any gezeirah shavah is hard to accept. And especially this one where we're encapsulating a whole new din in the word sharecha, which has no connection to the actual meaning of sharecha. It's just the whole meaning of sharecha is due to the din, which is written by Bukhari. But we have to accept this is that sometimes how the Gemara does it. The Gemara takes over Gzeirah Shavah by that's a Karach of Gzeirah Shavah. It's one of the Yud Gimel Middos. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe at Har Sinai, this is one of the ways you learn the Torah. Why does it have to be so complicated? I don't know. Okay, so that's what we see alive. Okay. Again, if you want me to say it again, I'll say it again happily. You know, for
if the others are happy, I'm happy to go further.
David, you guys, are you okay with this? Dwell on it. It needs to be digested. It has to be digested. That unless you want me to say it again, I mean. Jonathan, I should say it again, Jonathan. I'll say it one more time. No, I think I can see it. I'm not entirely happy. Let's just say it again. That is important. This again, we're trying to find a love. We have two pasukim. We have the past pasuk which says leisucha lech b'sharecha. We don't know what the context of sharecha means for the purpose of this command. We don't know what sharecha means. We have another pasuk by Bechor which says b'sharecha techelenu hatomi ba'ator. Now, that whole phrase is talking about tumah. And it says, b'sharecha t'inchalenu hatavator, in your sharecha, you're allowed to eat it, the tomei and Torah passing together, which means that obviously the b'char is tomei now, because if the tomei's partial is touching it, now the Torah passing is going to eat it, the tumah. Because once the tomei passing touches it, it becomes tomei. So a tomei v'ator yachtov, if they're eating it together, imagine me and you eating something, I'm tomei, you're not. If we're eating on the same plate as you, then the brekkas I'm taking, you know, it's going to touch your brekkas and they're going to be, all of them come Tommy. Can't hear you, Jonathan, you're on mute.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was on mute, sorry. The Bechor, well, saying, and I didn't realize it wasn't coming out, I was saying, oh, I need to do Chazara by myself.
Oh, I see. But,
sorry, I was on mute. The Bechor is Tomei, because it's simply dead meat, right? It's a dead animal.
Well, it's shechted. It's not Tomei because it's shechted. Any shechted animal, it's only Tomei if it's an avila. If it just dies, but if it's shechted, it's not Tomei.
So where's the Bechor Tomei then?
Why? Someone Tomei touched it.
Oh, right.
So the Pasuk says, you're allowed to eat the Tomei and Tariyachdo, which means that the Bechor itself is Tomei. And the pasuk says you're still allowed to eat it, and it says b'sharecha teichalenu. Now the context of sharecha there means is in context of a din of being allowed to eat it the tumah. So therefore we take it over. So through the gezeirah shavah we say, well, sharecha means that din of being allowed to eat it the tumah. So where it says by ma'isa sheni loisuchalecha b'sharecha, you're not allowed to eat it of the din of sharecha. Essentially, it's saying you're not allowed to eat with the heter of tumor. So you're not allowed to have the heter of tumor, rather it's allowed not to eat the tumor. And therefore we know you get malchus. So let's see just a bit further. So Sorry, so we dealt with one thing. We know that the past Mishnah is referring to a lav not to eat it for tumah. But the Mishnah says someone who eats maisa sheni without being without redeeming it, without being poider it, which sounds like if you are poider it, if you redeem it, you're allowed to eat it now. How do we know? We know that when you've got a massive amount of produce outside Yerushalayim and you don't want to bring up all your produce to Yerushalayim because you're not going to have enough, you can't eat all your apples, you've got a massive orchard that you're a farmer of apples and you've got loads of maisa sheni apples, you're not going to take that all to Yerushalayim and eat it yourself. So what you want to do is you sell it all and you redeem it onto a coin. You take that coin up to Yerushalayim when you go either Regel or Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, and you buy all your Yom Tov things there. All your Yom Tov Sukkos, you buy meat and wine, etc., etc. So that we know, that's the Mefurash in the Torah. How do we know that when it becomes Tomei, you can just be Poider it and therefore you, and use that to buy other things? We never find that. So the Gemara is about to ask. Manale de Bar Pidiyahu, how do you know that some Maisa Sheni, which is Tomei, it's possible to redeem it? The Omer Rabbi Lezer, says Rabbi Lezer, Manai the Maisa Sheni Shinitma should Poidinu say. How do we know that Maisa Sheni that becomes Tomei, you can redeem it? Feed of Yerushalayim, even if it's in Yerushalayim, meaning outside Yerushalayim, maybe you can redeem it because before it comes into Yerushalayim, it's not got a din of once something comes into Yerushalayim, it's sort of fixed that now this is what you need to eat before it comes into Yerushalayim. So fine, it's not yet fixed that it's entered the walls of Yerushalayim. Tamale, the pasuk says kulei suchal se'isay. The pasuk, when it refers to redeeming Maisa Sheni, uses an expression. You can't carry it. The ein se'es el achila. Now the pasuk and the Gemara says no, it doesn't mean you can't carry it like the literal translation. Se'es really means you can't eat it. Shenema, and the proof of this is ve'yisa matzis me'es ponum. Is a pasuk. Where's this pasuk? In Bereishis. This is actually not this week's parasha, but wait, it might be the end of this week's parasha. Yeah, the end of the parasha's Mikates. The Yisra Masis Meis Paranov is talking about the produce Yosef gave the brothers. So they took it out when they found trying to find the goblet of Yosef. So they took out the produce, the food. So that calls it Masas. So that's an expression of Seis. So that refers to eating. So we see that Seisai means food. So the pasuk saying when you can't eat it, you can be poider it. We'll see later on. The Gemara is going to say, sorry, no, that's it. Yeah, fine.